Hey, Power Achievers, thank you for listening to Designing Your Life today. This is Pat Council. And as always, we are looking for ways to bring you some great products that will help you do life with power. The holidays are here. They are on us. And so we have some discounts that will help make your shopping a little bit easier. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you guys to sign up for our Power Up Today newsletter if you haven't done so already. We have great goal achievement strategies, and you want to be ready for 2017. And so we're going to help you get ready, and you'll get information in our newsletter that you're not going to find on our website or here on our show. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter and get signed up. It's absolutely free. Okay, we got great perks for you. First of all, you can get gourmet gift baskets from one of our sponsors, and you can get it at a discount from Harry and Dave. If you're a Harry and Dave fan, visit designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources to claim your discount just for hanging out with us on Designing Your Life Today. That's Harry and Dave gift baskets. These are gorgeous gourmet gift baskets. And also, have you ever thought about giving someone a subscription to their favorite magazine? Well, with the holidays being here, that would make a great gift. And guess what? You can save up to 95% on the price, depending on the magazine. And we have over 100 magazine titles that you can choose from. And where can you find that? Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's time for our show. Let's do this.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, Power Achievers, welcome to Magnificent Monday. This is Pat Council, and we are talking about grace, gratitude, and giving all month long. And how do you use those three energies to boost your success, to make your goals happen, to position yourself to create goals that will be not only fruitful to you, but fruitful to the people that you are connected to, your family members, your friends, and even your coworkers, the people that are just kind of in your sphere of influence, which, as we know, because we're all connected on some level, then it's going to kind of go through those people that are in your immediate sphere of influence straight to improving, hopefully, the lives of someone else. In other words, you're going to be an example of someone else or to someone else, your efforts and actions. And of course, whatever giving does, giving that you do, it hopefully will spill over into the lives of other people. But today we're going to talk about giving kind of from a different aspect, but it's still giving in and of itself. And our topic for today is, what will you give up to win? People want to win. People want to achieve their goals. Listen, you're not here just to make money to pay bills. Of course, if you create them, I guess we kind of do have to pay them. But the point I'm making is that that's not your sole purpose for being here. There are greater purposes on your life. And does that mean that you can't get the things that you want and perhaps create a few bills along the way? I'm not here to judge that one way or the other. But what I am here to share with you is when you want to, or that you are here to get more than or do more than just live so that you can pay a bill, or do more so that you can than just go to work and be miserable and be unhappy. And so the question becomes, what will you give up to win? Are you ready to win? Are you ready to go for your highest and best? Are you ready to finally achieve those goals that you set for your life? Are you really ready to do life with power? And if that's the case, What will you give up? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? And here's the thing. It's not just about what you're willing to sacrifice. It goes beyond that, because most of us, we really do want to win, but sometimes we give up the wrong things to win. And we think we're giving up the right things. And we're usually, a lot of times we are, but a lot of times we aren't, because we do what we know. And until we learn better, then we will continue to perhaps make decisions that will not benefit us. The fact of the matter is that in order to win, you will have to give up something. And I've never met anybody who won that didn't give up something. This is why I'm always amazed when there are people who think that the world owes them something. And they usually look to the government, of course, to set aside things for them. And of course, the government didn't set that much aside for the, I guess, a so-called little people, or the people that weren't among the powers that be. But the thing about that is that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your life today. Know this. This is like one of those irrefutable spiritual laws that you will have to give up something if you want to win. And the object of the game is to give up the right thing. Now, here's the thing. You say, well, there are people who are not giving anything, but they seem to be getting. Well, you can give up nothing, but grace will bring you something. Grace will bring things into your life. And we're going to talk about grace this week, I'm pretty sure. And you're going to learn more about grace and the position that grace has in your life, or what position grace is meant to play in your life. Why do we have grace, and how do we use it to take our lives to the next level? What are we looking for? But let's talk some more about this whole giving, what we have to give up to win. Grace is going to bring you something. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, eventually, the people that are getting things without giving up anything in order to get it, they will end up struggling to get more. They are going to actually lose on a bigger scale in time, and they're going to struggle to get more, because it's a debt. It's a debt. It's a universal debt that has been created. And so when we create these universal debts by not bringing our highest and best to the table, what's your highest and best? Your highest and best are those amazing gifts and talents that you have that you are not using. And when you are kind of, for lack of a better word, selfishly holding back on delivering the best of who you are, then you know what? Yeah, there's going to be a price to pay in the end. There are no free rides. This is not something that I'm saying because I read it in a book. This is something that I've learned over the years, that whenever I put forth the effort, I got a great return. When I put forth the right effort, but whenever I put forth the wrong effort, I got a return on that too. I just didn't like the return. And when I put forth no effort, I found myself, even though sometimes I got something out of it, I found myself always behind the mark still having to put out more or twice as much to get what I want, or to get to where I wanted to be. So grace is going to kind of sustain you for a while, but eventually you're going to end up struggling to get more. As I said, that irrefutable principle that you will reap what you sow, it's real. It's not a principle that man can change. Okay, it's here to stay, and there's nothing we can do about it. And so the object of the game is to learn how to work with it. So what does that mean? That means that if you know that you're going to get a return, that you have to give up something to get a return, then start kind of giving up the right things. In other words, what are you giving up? Perhaps time watching 4 hours of television to know what's going on with every television show. Give up some of that time. Maybe cut that time in half. I know some people have to kind of wean themselves off of it. I feel you. Been there, done that. Okay, I didn't do like 4 hours, but I'm just saying, had to wean myself off at one period in my life when I was going through some things. I wanted to kind of escape. But the point that I'm making is that, you know, you can make the decision that, wait, since I know I'm going to reap what I sow, I know if I sow seeds of prosperity, if I sow seeds of wealth, if I sow seeds of what I call conscientious giving, meaning giving with the understanding that it's coming from your heart and that you truly want to do some good with that giving. So I know if I plant these seeds that I'm giving up something, but I'm going to win and I am going to win big. So the question is, what are you prepared to give up so that you can win? I mean, that's a really good question, right? And let me give you your power action for this week right up front. The power action for this week is to write down, first of all, what are you willing to give up so that you can win, so you can get what you want? That's what winning is about. It's about getting what you want, not getting what you want by hurting someone else, by taking something that doesn't belong to you, by pursuing someone that doesn't belong to you. Okay, for example, a woman who's pursuing someone's husband or a man who's pursuing another man's wife. So those kinds of things. That's such a great example. But my point that I'm making, or what I'm saying to you, as you write down your kind of what you want or what are you prepared to give up, you need to know what is the end game for you. In other words, what do you want out of this? Take the goal that you've had for this year. And if you've not moved the needle any closer to where it is you want to be, if you feel like you're not getting to where it is you want to be, then you know what? You need to take a look at what have you been giving up. See, that's the thing. We're going to give up something. We give up sleep sometimes. If you want to be physically fit, you've got to give up every delicious food on the planet. I'm just kidding about that. Okay, I'm kind of kidding, but kind of not. I'm just saying, like, you got to give up cheesecake. You got to give up blueberry pie, peach pie. And the list could go on and on. And this show is, like, way too short for me to go into all of that. But the point that I'm making is that make a list of what are you prepared to give up so that you can get what you want. And the things that you prepared, the second thing that I want you to do is once you look at what you're prepared to give up so that you can reach your goal, have a specific goal in mind and see if what you're giving up will bring you the results that you're looking for. For example, if your goal is to make more money and you say, well, I'm just going to give up cheesecake or blueberry pie, well, then it kind of doesn't match. And I get it. If you start to eat healthy, your energy is going to go up and you could possibly earn more money. But what I'm getting at here is that if you're not doing the money-making work, if you're not putting out the money-making activities that's connected to that goal that's going to increase your finances, then I don't care how many blueberry pies you give up. You are only going to go so far. Now, you might end up with a super physically fit body, but the point that I'm making here is whatever you give up in order to get, it has to be something that's connected to that goal. But you know what? When we talk about giving up the wrong things, which is what I kind of mentioned at the beginning, I said that most of us want to win, but I said that sometimes we give up the wrong things in order to win. And so, you know what a good example of that and how I can kind of give you some strategies or something to think about? I'm going to give you three strategies or something that will really help you kind of put things into perspective today when it comes to giving up something. And the election is such a good example. You know, tomorrow is election day here in America. For those of you that are in other parts of the world, if you've been watching television and you pay attention to what's going on in America, you know that we're about to have an election and you know that everybody's been at everybody's throats. You guys, I've said it on the show more than once. The Bible says where there's strife, there's every evil works. And am I calling the politicians evil? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the methods that they're using in order to get elected, yeah, they're pretty tacky. And as a result, it's very hard for them to go in with the right kind of energy to do the very best job. So in that case, you're going to look at the lesser of two evils, not calling the politicians evil. But let's use the election kind of as an example as I share these three strategies, and that will help you perhaps to draw, get a clear picture of what I'm talking about when I say, when you ask yourself the question, what will you give up to win, or what will I give up to win, if you ask yourself that question. So the thing about the election, if you vote to get things and not kind of go in with a winner's value system, then you're selling yourself short. So you're giving up something because you think you're going to get something. And this is what I mean by getting the wrong things. You might get some things temporarily. You might get some things that might make it look like you're winning, but you will win on a small scale. Remember, I talked about that grace. You're going to get something because of grace, but eventually it's going to be time to pay the piper. Because the truth of the matter is, when it comes to electing or voting, the object of the game is for you to win as well as many others. And so when we vote, we're voting on a value system that is connected to our spiritual laws. Because you can vote either way, any way you want. And I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. Notice I haven't called any names, not yet. And I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, because that's what America is all about. It's about freedom. And I've said this on the show before. It doesn't matter what your gender is, what your race is. If you want to be a Republican, be one. If you want to be a Democrat, be one. It's up to you. Why? Because it's your life. And you got to feel comfortable in your own skin. But let's get to kind of our first point before we run out of time, because you guys know when I start talking about politicians, you guys know I can go on and on about what's going on behind the scenes, energy-wise, of course, not individual activities. And speaking of which, you know, you guys can check out my blog. I have a blog because I addressed a question that was posed to me, and the blog is, "Are you looking for truth?" And it's really good because I do talk about both politicians in that blog, and I give a because of the question that was posed to me, and I decided to put that in a blog and write about it, because I think it's important that we, before you can give up something, you have to understand fully what are you giving up and what's at the end of that. Okay, so the blog kind of goes into that, kind of something that's a specific incident. But anyway, let's get on with it now. The first kind of strategy or ideology that I want you to consider when it comes to what you will give up is to ask yourself this question. Will you give up integrity, or will you give up a self-centered way of thinking? The key to truly winning is to know what you want, and to use it to help others get what they want. See, that's the object of the game. And why am I using this one as the first one? Is because if we vote kind of solely based on what's in it for us, and or what's in it for the individual only, and we don't look at the whole big picture, then you're going to leave out a lot. Since I talked about blueberry pie, let's use a pie as an example. If a person wants a pie, but they really would like a whole pie, but because they're focused and a little bit self-centered, okay, a lot self-centered, only on what works for them, only on what they want, then the object of the game becomes to get the pie. Well, when they're offered a slice, in their mind, I got what I want. I got the blueberry pie, but they didn't get at really what they wanted, which was a whole pie. So they get to take a bite. They get to bite and eat a slice of pie, but they don't get to enjoy the whole thing. In other words, not eating it in one sitting, but they don't get to enjoy the blueberry pie in terms of longevity. They can have pie today, they can have pie the next day, and so on and so forth. So in other words, if you equate that to wealth, or if you equate that to the election, because I said, you know, election is such a good example of what I'm talking about today. If you equate that to what's going on in the election, you know, people are being offered little things that to appease them. But if you look further down the road, you have to look at a few things. First of all, understand this. Money has to come from somewhere. That's the first thing. Secondly, and if you're taking it from others who've earned it legitimately, universal law is not going to allow that to stand. So something will happen that will kind of disrupt that system. So a couple of things are at play here. Either somebody genuinely thinks that they can pull it off, or somebody knows that they can't pull it off and they're lying. How do you pay for everybody to go to college without them getting into debt and without them having any responsibility to their own education or for their own education? How do you do that without first taking it from someone who's earned it, and secondly, taking the money from someone who's earned it? And secondly, if you keep claiming that we're in so much debt, where's that money coming from? So my point is, it's important that We understand about the value systems and the universal principles of where we're headed when it comes to our own, in this case, personal success, but at the same time, recognizing that in order for you to have your personal success, you got to help a whole lot of people get what they want, or you got to help other people also. So will you give up integrity, you know, or will you give up a self-centered way of thinking? Are you, in other words, are you going to broaden your mind and say, you know what, I'm not going to be self-centered. I'm going to think about this from a standpoint of how can this make, in this case, our election, so our country, how can this make our country better? You know, how can my voting make? So this is really what you want to look at. So what are you going to give up? Giving up integrity means, doesn't mean that you're a thief, doesn't mean that you're a liar, doesn't mean you're a bad person. Giving up integrity means that you are not looking, you're not voting based on a value system. You're voting based on what's in it for me. So that's kind of more along the lines of being selfish and self-centered. All right, so that's the first one. Will you give up integrity, or will you give up a self-centered way of thinking? The second ideology that I have or for you to consider and think about is, will you give up instant gratification for long-term consistent gain, or will you give up long-term and consistent gain for instant gratification? This kind of goes back to what I was talking about a few moments ago when I said, okay, if someone's offering you just a piece of the pie and you want a whole pie, and believe me, there are tons of pies out there that you can get. So we always have a tendency to say, well, you know, I just want my little piece of the pie. Listen, we got to think bigger. Don't think that there's one pie. I always use the analogy of the orange trees that I see around here in my neighborhood, and they've now started to, the oranges are now on the tree, and so they're becoming ripe now. And I look at these and I see how many oranges are on the tree, and it's not about I want my piece of the orange. It's about I want an orange because there is enough. Okay, there's enough that's coming off of that tree. Why? Because the tree is not sitting around thinking in terms of shortage. The tree is doing what the tree is designed to do. So when we start to do what we're designed to do, and we are built by design to win, so when we start doing that, we start operating in that, now we're going to get exactly what we want. And not only will we get what we want, what's going to happen is we're going to get more than enough so that we can help someone else. We can be a good example to someone else. We can inspire someone else. That's really what it's about. So will you give up instant gratification for long-term consistent gain? Consistent meaning ongoing. It's going to keep happening over and over and over. You're going to continue to thrive. Or will you give up long-term and consistent gain for instant gratification? You know, I always talk about power in the present moment. How in the present moment is not about getting what you want today. In other words, grabbing that slice of pie only. It's more about planting seeds that will bring you the right crop so that your harvest will be plentiful and so that you can continue to produce. Why? So that not only will you have, but you can share with others. You know, I talk to some people sometimes who talk about their money and how much money they have and how many vacations they can take and how many cars they can buy. And there's nothing wrong with these things. I'm here to tell you, nobody likes nice things more than me. And I think people should always go for the highest and best. And I think that if you earn your money, yeah, you should be allowed to do whatever you want with it. Even if you put it in a pile and light a match to it, which is ridiculous, okay, and really kind of borderline crazy. Okay, that's not borderline crazy. That's just crazy. But the point is, in the name of freedom, you earned it, you worked for it, it's yours. You should be able to do what you want. But my point that I'm making here, where I'm going with this, is I hear people talk about all their stuff, and in their minds, they think that they won. They've reached a certain level of success. The truth of the matter is, they have reached a financial level of success, which is not a well-rounded life at that point. Because if you cannot look and see where you are sharing what you're earning with others, where you're helping others, not because some government is making you do it, which is so wrong. I'm sorry. It just is. You know, it kind of goes against the whole land of the free kind of thing. But my point I'm making, again, is that it's important that we understand why we have, why we don't want to settle for that instant gratification. So we get that one little slice of pie, we eat it, it's gone, and there's no more. Why we want to go for the long-term and consistent gain. So it can be an ongoing thing. That's what that's about. So what would you rather have? You know, a bottle of water, a jug of water, or a faucet where you can turn water on and get it at will. I want the faucet where I can turn it on and get water at will. Okay, good water, no doubt. Okay, filtered water. All right, really clean, no germy water. Not the bad germs. But anyway, let's move on. So the point that I'm making is that sometimes when we're being promised something, it's not as attractive as we think it is. It might look attractive. It might look nice. It might, it's kind of like sometimes when a woman first meets a guy and she thinks he's like the best thing ever. He's the best thing since sliced bread. He's tall, dark, handsome. And oh my goodness, he has money. He has his own car. He's this and that. And he's so perfect. But she never looks at his value system. And up until that point, she thinks he's amazing. But then in the beginning, it's all bliss. And then when he pulls back the curtain and you kind of peek behind the curtain, now you see what you've gotten yourself into. And why am I saying this? I'm saying that, you know, election day is tomorrow. So whoever you vote for, you know, take a moment. I would say pray and meditate. Pull back the curtain. You know, and when I say pull back the curtain, I'm saying pull back the curtain on the one who's trying to be who's trying not to be transparent, who's trying to be the least transparent. The one who's working to be the least transparent and to hide the most, I'm sorry, that's the one who you cannot see coming. But the one who's like really out there and you can see what you're getting, you might not like them and you might like them, but either way, you can kind of see what you're getting. Now, once again, not advocating for either party. I'm not. Okay. But what I'm saying to you is that don't go for the instant gratification. Don't always go for what sounds good, looks good, because sometimes what sounds good and looks good, you know, it's not always the best thing. I'll give you a quick example, and then we're going to get to our last point for the day. When I was a little girl, one of my aunts used to make she would give us castor oil if we got sick, like a cold or not, or like the flu or something. And when I was a little girl, I think I can remember having the flu twice. I don't know if I had it more than twice, but I remember having the flu twice. And I remember that I had to take castor oil. And when it comes to taking medicine, you know, I was so super difficult about taking medicine. So I did not like take the medicine and smile and go skipping away. Okay. I fought tooth and nail against taking medicine. That was just nasty. I cried, I screamed. And so it just wasn't pleasant, you guys. So what did she do? What she did was she made one of my favorites, which back then was hot chocolate. And she made a cup of hot chocolate. And what did she do? She put the castor oil in the hot chocolate. Okay. So what did I do? I would sip it and drink it and drink it and drink it. But here's the thing about castor oil, because it's a little heavy, it would kind of sink to the bottom. So once I got to the bottom, of the hot chocolate, then I kind of drank it all, because by that point it's not hot anymore. It's not really hot. So I gulp it down. And what do you think I tasted? That nasty castor oil, even in the hot chocolate. So my point is, one of my favorite drinks, which is not my favorite drink today, but I still like hot chocolate. It's just not my favorite. But one of my favorite drinks at the time was hot chocolate, but in that hot chocolate was something very nasty. So I'm saying, look behind the curtain. You guys get it. Don't need to beat that horse anymore. All right, let's press on. Okay, so here is kind of my final point for today. And I just want to remind you guys, you know, check out the blog that I wrote. I think you'll enjoy it. Are you looking for the truth? And it's really, and I want to say it's really a good blog. And of course, I'm going to say that because I wrote it. But you get to read it. You can decide. You can leave your comments if you like. But here's the last point that I want to make. Or question that I want you to consider. Will you give up letting your ego make decisions? Or will you learn to listen to your spirit so the great miraculous life you've been wanting can be shown to you? So which one are you going to choose? Your ego, in terms of they're not doing it my way, they're not saying what I want to hear, and or are you going to listen to your spirit? Because those two don't always agree. As a matter of fact, most of the time they do not agree. And people always say, well, then why do we have an ego? We don't really need it. I know that some gurus say that you don't need the ego, but I think everything that God put in us, we need it. And the ego is a protective mechanism, and we won't get into that today because then our show would be super long. But we'll talk about the ego again. We did on a previous show, but it's since been deleted out of our archives, and I will perhaps do a different version of that. So will you give up letting your ego make decisions, or will you learn to will you learn to listen to your spirit so that the great miraculous life you've been wanting can be shown to you? So your decisions can be made from positions of wisdom and strength, and not from that position of fear. We talked about fear during the entire month of October because of the whole Halloween thing, and so we talked about that. And so what decisions are you making based on fear? People vote based on fear. And I'm here to tell you, any politician that uses fear, and I'm once again, I'm kind of steering clear of calling names, but there is one that kind of uses fear against us. There's one that uses what I call, you know, uses race more so than the other one, and thinking that they're going to make us afraid because of the color of our skin. Oh, this person's coming after you because you're this. That is so manipulative, but we're not going to get into that. And my point is, I have to listen to my spirit. If I listen to my ego is going to convince me that this person is right. And I am of the opinion that nothing will beat excellence. Nothing, and no one. It goes back to you reap what you sow. You sow excellence, you will have the life of excellence. And if you don't sow excellence, you're not going to have that. I mean, that's just how it is. So you want to look at what's making the decision for your life. And I would say go back and answer these three questions, as well as take action on the power action exercise for this week. So you want to decide, you know, are you using wisdom and strength, or are you using fear? And the other thing is that you want to make sure that you don't become offended to the point where you can't really see the truth, where you can't really see if someone is trying to manipulate you through commercials, through mean words, through kind of using you as though you're a person who can't think. So you really want to look at all of that. You know, there's a reason why the Bible tells us to be slow to take offense. And the Bible tells us to be slow to take offense. Why? Because God knew that the minute we get offended, that's our ego. And the minute the ego's out front, you're not thinking with your spirit. You're not using your spiritual side. You're thinking from a position of weakness at that point. You're not coming from a position of strength. As much as I'd like to tell you something different, hey, I don't make this stuff up. It's been here long before I was born. So the point of it is that there's a reason why it's important that we learn to be slow to take offense. And with that being said, I want to remind you once again, if you want to get a really clear example of what I'm talking about, I used a very specific example in my blog, Are You Looking for the Truth? And you will be able to understand it clearly. You can feel free to leave comments. It's not about whether you agree or disagree. It doesn't matter, because why? I'm in the good old US of A where, yes, freedom of speech still prevails, even though people try and shut you down every time you open your mouth. But the point that I'm making is tomorrow is election day. Some of you may have voted early. But for those of you that have not, I would encourage you, you know, to think about it and to pray and to really listen to your spirit, because the spirit knows the answer. Don't listen to one politician who's, you know, well, spewing. Okay, they're both spewing. But my point is, just pray about it and meditate on it and ask yourself, what are you willing to give up to win? I can tell you, anybody who says that they're voting just because there's something in it for them, That's a very kind of self-centered way of thinking. And I know some of you might not like me saying this, but I'm okay with that. You guys know. You can leave comments or you can email me. Some of you do, and I'm fine with that. So, but the thing I'm point I'm making here is that when you can step back and really look at the truth and not decide based on being offended, then guess what? You're going to get to where it is you really want to be. And you know where that is? That is a person who has tapped into the most powerful part of who they are, of who we all are as human beings. And that's our spiritual self. When you can tap into that, you're like an untouchable. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, because once you can tap into the fruit of the Spirit, against such there is no law. So no one can take you down. No one can beat up on you. All right, they can try, but they won't win. Anyway, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you today. What will you give up to win? And be sure that you're giving up the right thing so that you can get the right results. That's what it's all about. And that's doing life with power. Enjoy this magnificent Monday.
If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show, you can post it on your Facebook page, you can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.